I am joined by Rory Smith. It's been my caller. It's a pleasure, as ever. I want to start this off by talking about the Champions League new format. Now, I was in. I messaged you yesterday, Rory, and said we should talk about this, and it will not surprise you to know I was sat in a room with Phil Blundell, and Phil was telling me this is not as bad as you think it will be. And I was thinking, I think this will be pretty bad. So the Champions League new format, and I want to explain it because the explanation is important. I don't think it's been that well explained yet. There is a single group of 36 teams. Each team plays 8 opponents. 4 of those matches will be at home and 4 of those matches will be away. In the build-up to this, it is fair to anticipate teams will be gathered into, of the 36, 4 groups of 9, and you play 2 teams in each of those groups. You don't play the same team twice, so the 4 matches at home, you will play 8 different opponents over the course of this process. That then ranks the teams where the top 8 qualify, and then the teams playing 9th to 24th play each other in a playoff round for the 8 remaining games. But to be clear, the team that finishes 9th plays the team that finishes 24th. The team that finishes 10th plays the team that finishes 23rd. The team that finishes 11th plays the team that finishes 22nd, and so on and so forth. And it is supposedly not over 2 legs. It is a one-legged affair that goes into the is played at the ground of the team that finished higher within the group table. Now, that then gets us to 16s. That's unchanged. 16s, 8s, semis, and final. Let's talk about this group of 36 and what, therefore, the knock-on effect of it is, Rory, because Phil's argument, when I was just a bit like, I'm not sure about this and, you know, if it ain't broke and all that sort of stuff, Phil's argument is it's practically impossible to have a dead rubber in this, because unless one side basically wins the first 7 and is very certain that it sits at the atop this first to 8 that guarantees them through to the last 16, unless a side wins all 7, which would be homes and aways and different opponents and 2 that are definitely in pot 1 and 2 that are definitely in pot 2 and so on and so forth, it's very difficult to imagine how there is not advantage, therefore, in every single match to want to climb higher and higher and higher up this table unless you are certain you are in the top 8. Does that make sense? And do you think that's fair? And do you think that might actually lead to better football matches?
So I think, yeah, there's probably 2 scenarios in which you lose interest as a team in this model. One is if you're already in the top 8, and I guess that it would be relatively late on in the process where teams could be absolutely certain. You might get 1 or 2 who fly off, I suppose, but for the vast majority, they wouldn't be absolutely certain that they're qualified until relatively late on. There probably isn't a way of scheduling a football tournament or a sporting competition of any sort without having some risk of dead rubber. That is, it's kind of baked into the whole thing. And then obviously you get the mirror image on the other side, don't you? There will be teams who have fallen by the wayside by 5-6 games, and the chances are they can't make it in. But yeah, it probably reduces it. It's difficult. I don't really have a problem with the way the Champions League group stages work at the moment. I know everyone complains every October, oh, this is boring, boring. Look at all these teams that we've massively economically disadvantaged. They're rubbish. How dare they not be able to live with the Premier League elite?